Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back. Our final hour of the morning. A recap, Dodgers win in 18 innings yesterday. Freddie Freeman walk-off home run in the 18th inning. The Rockets win big, 137-109. Beat the snot out of Brooklyn, get their first win of the season. Tari Eason was awesome. 8-12 from the field, 5-7 from three. Just fantastic. Kevin Durant, Lance is worried about his shooting.
not in real life, but not in real life. But I mean, they shot 50.
In radio
In radio life. They shoot 39.8% from three right now. That's an immediate upgrade over the first three games. But the guy responsible for a lot of that has been Alperen Şengün.
Yeah. Well, they're they were 50% last night. 50%.
Yeah. Now, you know, Amen Thompson, as I was horrified that he took seven threes the first game, missed all seven. Mm-hmm. Ever since then, and I was like, why is he shooting those? Because last year he wouldn't shoot them. Last year he said, you're not baiting me into this. These last two games has not been baited into it. One attempt, 0 for 1. One attempt, 0 for 1. Mm-hmm. So he's only shot 2 3-pointers over the last two games. And I think he's figured out, and Ime probably told him, listen, you're not a three-point shooter. So you shooting seven threes is letting them off the hook. And it is. It's letting any defense off the hook. And at the end of that game against Detroit, it was Asur Thompson, his twin brother, got the ball at the top of the key wide open. And my son Mason goes, that's Asur, let him shoot. And it was at the end of the game, you know, Rockets are losing. He shoots, just clanks, just bricks a three. And I'm like, the Thompsons just work defense and penetrating and finishing at the hole. The Thompson kids, the twins, did not extend. Like, they had the family basketball was not about going outside and taking those shots. It was about playing strong defense and functional finishing near the rim. That's what they practiced.
Yeah. Alpi, though, 7 for 12 so far this season. And I want him to keep on shooting. Keep shooting those threes, Alpi.
But it's going to be curious to see how – so – Okogie got a start yesterday. So it's going to be interesting to see how they maneuver this lineup around. When Finney Smith gets back, I'm kind of curious to see where his minutes are going to come in. Aaron Holiday, have you already noticed that he's already locking in with like 8 or 9 and that's it? He is not extending his bench right now, he being Ime Udoka. He's not extending the bench much at all. Holiday, I don't know. Has Holiday played this year? Did he get in yesterday? He wasn't playing when I was watching a game.
I think Reed stayed in the
Reed
game.
Reed got 24 minutes yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I didn't see Holiday unless he got in late for some junk.
Yeah, he played
junk
against
minutes.
The Nets last night.
So he got some junk minutes. How many minutes did
he
get?
7 minutes.
Okay.
All right.
Yes, Jayshon got 7 also. Davidson got 7. Holiday got 7. Jeff Green got 4. Jayshon Tate got 7. Jayshon is one of those guys that I wonder if he might get moved at some point. I mean, look at this bench. Somebody's getting moved off of this thing.
So I'm looking at, no, this is just, but we just assume that all these ESPN stats are correct when we go to the, go look at Alperen Şengün's. Alperen Şengün's game log says he shoots 2.5 threes per game, and he shoots 5 threes per game and makes 2.5, 50%.
Uh-huh.
He's actually in 3 games, 7 of 12.
Right.
That's not 50%. It's better than 50%, and it's actually he only shoots 4 per game. You just assume that these stats are just correct.
Well, when... I went to his official stats. Like, if you go to his player profile and hit stats, they have the number correct. So they're off on the page you're looking at. But if you just go regular season averages for his entire career, you go to 25-26, 2.3 threes made per game, 4 taken overall.
Well, I'm sorry, but this one is wrong.
Yeah, I don't know. But...
And I'm going to protest.
I think that was for, yeah.
Yeah.
I
want you. You got to dig deeper.
I'm protesting.
We want you to dig a little deeper, John.
Yeah.
That's all Dell's
asking. I was in his game log.
He's just asking.
I'm just telling you.
The game log's for losers. The real ones go to regular season averages.
For whatever reason, the game log doesn't take into account his most recent game. They haven't updated that yet, as I can look at it right now and see that. But if you go to his stats page, they have taken it into account. 4 threes per game. 58.3% from three. That's the correct number.
Why would you not take into account?
Maybe I don't know why the delay. They eventually will get to it, but they have been delayed with that.
Okay, so I can't trust. I can trust ESPN Television though. Okay, and I do trust ESPN Television, and I want you to know that YouTube TV customers, you could lose ESPN and the sports you love, including college football, college game day, Monday Night Football, NBA, college basketball, and more. You got to take action. Go to keepmynetworks.com to keep ESPN. If you are a YouTube TV customer, that's scary, losing ESPN. All those games. You can't do it.
Big college football weekend. Can't lose my games.
No. No. We can't lose the game.
Hey, I got two names for you guys. Jeff Brohm, as I mentioned before, Louisville, because we were talking about coaches who should be targeted. Jeff Brohm's got a lot of wins against top 10 teams. I don't know why Jeff Brohm would not be mentioned. I don't know what his contract situation is. Also, Brent Key with Georgia Tech. Brent Key is a guy who coached under Nick Saban and went to Georgia Tech, has had a lot of success at G Tech, right, or has had relative success there. I think Brent Key is another guy that, you know, LSU should look at Brent Key. He loves to run the football, be physical. I think he fits from a football culture standpoint. Like I said, he coached for Nick Saban too. Brent Key is a name that I would look at as well.
Hmm. Yep. I mean, you're going down the line, probably a little bit.
And but why? Why is that down the line?
Because their AD loves a big name.
Well, their AD may not have his job much longer.
No.
Pate went after, what's his name?
Scott Woodward.
Woodward. Woodward negotiated both Jimbo's contract and Brian Kelly's. It turns out that you are now paying about $130 million worth of buyouts for those two. And Woodward was not involved in the discussion to get rid of Brian Kelly. I wonder how long Woodward's going to be there. And he's one of the ones that I think Pate pointed out.
He's had a problem with the basketball coach, too.
Yeah. And I think, and this is why Pate, now I'm kind of speaking for him a little bit, but I was reading his quotes about what he said on Sunday, that you would think LSU would be the best job, but they are a mess behind the scenes with, you know, I think with Woodward and with leadership, they don't have a president at the university.
Woodward would call you fake news, Lance.
Would he?
Yes, because he did not give Jimbo his extension.
He didn't?
That belongs to Ross Bjork.
Are you sure?
He did give Ed O an extension.
Hold on a second. Are you sure about that?
He hired Jimbo in 2017. Ross Bjork was the AD in 2021.
When he got the big one?
Yeah, after coming off the COVID big time year that he had. When they went to the Orange Bowl. Ross Bjork was the AD at the time.
Embattled LSU, everything. Scott Woodward slammed over $132 million in buyouts. Everything is saying this.
Well, Bjork was the one, along with the president, that authorized that deal to get done. The board did, excuse me,
but
they negotiated.
Two historic buyouts. Literally every article you see is about that.
I'm looking at it right
now.
And
Stephen A. Smith said that both of them. And he doesn't have bad information.
Never.
So no.
It's on ESPN. I mean, it's on A&M's site. September 1st, 2021, Ross Bjork was behind one of Jimbo. Did he get multiple extensions? Maybe
yes,
that's it.
He did.
Okay. But the most recent, the big one that he got, 2021, Ross Bjork was behind.
Oh, yeah. He got multiple extensions.
Yeah, he got multiple. The Aggies were terrified, so they just gave him anything he wanted. Like, what I've been told, Texas won't blink on. If they get threatened, they're like, go ahead, bye. We'll get somebody else. I want the Aggies to be like that. I want the Aggies to have the security of knowing this is a good job, good money, good facilities. Good, although they say facilities don't matter anymore. It's just all about how much money can you give them.
So he gave him 4 more years, Bjork did.
Yeah. So the buyout wasn't about necessarily the buyout. The buyout was already in place. The buyout just extended with those years.
It was extended 4 years with an average annual salary of $9 million. That would increase to $9,150, blah, 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 up $100,000 every year. That was the Bjork extension, 4 years.
He said, Josh said, so now I don't know how you look at Scott Woodward right now. Woodward was responsible for the Jimbo Fisher fiasco at A&M. He has now got the Brian Kelly disaster in his lap. I mean, they've had critical financial issues down there, in part because of Scott Woodward. You got an organizational situation that's football related. Then you've got an athletic department situation that the football situation resides under. So if you're a premier head coach, you have to convince me you've got your affairs in order. If you're
Nick LSU. Saban comes in and just takes over, takes it over.
Well, here's what he said. That's the dream scenario. Right. But Pate went on to say, the public thinks I have every resource imaginable at my disposal, meaning LSU. And all the while, behind the scenes, I'm not. I'm looking up at my competitors because they've got a well-oiled athletic department, and I don't. I'm not stepping into that. I don't expect to ask a premier name to step into that unless you overpay for them at LSU. That's going to be the thing is getting – now, there's a lot of advantages. Look, recruiting Louisiana and recruiting Texas is the huge advantage that LSU has. Recruiting Florida is a big deal too. There's a ton of talent there. But the game's changed because of NIL/revenue sharing. So it really is – it's unfortunate, but – it really is just, oh, I'm glad you have good facilities. How much? What am I getting? How much are you paying me? Mm-hmm. You know, I think I told you guys the rumor I heard was that the backup for a prominent college football team, a good college football team, was not going to play because he tried to use that as leverage, or his agent tried to hold his leverage when the starter went out. He said, all right, we're only going to pay if you give us more money. And the university said, wow. They talked to the starter. Starter said, I'll fight through it. So I think that kid's going to be gone from the program. But there's still some of that goes on. There was a major, major program, championship-winning program, that intentionally did not make one of their players the special teams player of the year, because they knew it would cause issues with his agent demanding outrageous money, and they were trying to hang on to the kid. And the kid ended up leaving anyway.
Can't believe you're going to treat Josh Niblett like that.
Oh, Niblett. Niblett, or whatever his first Niblett name is. Is responsible for 2 wins this year.
Yes, absolutely.
He's responsible
he
for 2 wins.
He beat Kentucky, and he beat Mississippi.
Niblett, yes. Texas. Now you got your it's laid out for you. When Niblett comes calling, you didn't even win Special Teamer of the Year. What are you talking about? Wow. We ain't got to pay you.
Well, I'll tell you who else. Did you see Concepcion? The two best punt returners in the country reside in Texas.
Well, he got paid now. Concepcion got a pretty good payday to come to A&M.
Before we break, Bill Murphy, the pitching coach for the Astros.
Oh, yeah.
Co-pitching coach is heading to Pittsburgh.
Yep.
But it's a good thing we're keeping Josh Miller, who calls all the good pitches.
Oh, yep. That's interesting. So yep. Who's responsible for the arm injuries?
That would be Murphy.
I got it.
Right.
So no more arm
injuries. And he's gone. No more arm injuries. We got Josh Miller.
Hold on. Maybe it's the long game. Are they going to get him in Skeens' ear and go, hey, you know where you should be? Is this a little spy stuff gone? Send him to Pittsburgh. Get in Skeens' ear.
Well, we've had a lot of spies that we've sent out, and they never come back. Carlos.
It's called the long game. That's what
you
I
know
said.
What?
We sent Carlos a spy.
Murphy's going to get Paul Skeens to come to the Astros.
This is what I'm saying. Hey, you know where you should go?
Yep.
Houston. You know what they did for the last great Pittsburgh Pirate pitcher, Garrett Cole?
Look at that.
See what they did?
Yeah. You're not going to be any good till you get to the Astros.
Well, I wouldn't sell it like that.
That's how I would sell it. Okay. That's how I sell it. And then maybe he would sue with John Daspit.
Yeah. I mean, maybe. You just never know. You never know. John Daspit's out there just trying to take care of people who are injured at the workplace, out on the roadways, wherever it can be, out in the water, maritime. He handles maritime law. There have been people. I remember when I first met him, he was handling a case where a guy was on a train. He was a worker on a train, and some goof was not paying attention, and the train was set in motion where these cars were going to collide, and the guy was about to get just smashed in half. He had to jump off of the train to save himself and was injured pretty badly in that jump. So John had to go out there and make sure and take care of that. And one of the issues you have a lot of times, especially with men, is that you don't go to the hospital to get looked at when you get injured. John Dasper, the first thing you do when you're injured is you should call 713 Call Now, because he'll make sure you get there. If you don't have insurance, that's something they'll take care of. They want you to get checked out, because if you're injured and you need physical therapy, you need surgery, you need any type of care, it needs to be paid for by the insurance company on the other side. Because once you have signed you've signed off on the agreement, you've signed off on the payout, you're responsible for everything then. So if you have not had that properly diagnosed, you could end up coming out of pocket for an injury that was caused by someone else. Make sure your pain and suffering is properly compensated, and make sure that you are getting the time, the money that you would be losing out on if you miss work. That's all taken care of by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. The number one thing to do when you're in an injury is immediately call 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW.
John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. We got Israel, who wants to talk on the radio. What's up, Israel? How are you doing?
What is up, guys? This is Israel on a mobile. And before I get into asking the whole city and Lance's forgiveness for being wrong on Reed Sheppard and what an outstanding point guard he is, I did want to ask Lance a thought-probing question and why he's not bringing up Deion Sanders, Charlie Strong, Kevin Sumlin, or the late Eddie Robinson for head coaching positions at LSU. Is there a specific reason, Lance, why you're not going after any of these guys for head coaching positions? And I'll hang up on this.
He's asking important questions. Why didn't you bring up Eddie Robinson?
The late Eddie Robinson. That was about 30 years ago, Eddie passed.
Eddie would
be about 110 right now.
30 years ago? No way.
How long ago was it?
18. He passed in 07.
Yeah.
So 18. It's been 18 years?
Yes. If he was still alive, he would be 106 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that might be a little too old for the job. Maybe that's why.
Yeah, I already said prime. I did. I'm sorry, Israel, on the mobile. I did say prime should be
maybe
LSU's
prime.
Head coach.
Mm-hmm. You did talk about him.
You did say prime.
Yeah, I did. I mentioned him. I didn't mention Charlie Strong. That's true.
That's a mistake.
And I didn't mention...
That's on you.
Who was the other one?
I don't remember who else there was.
I don't remember what other super serious question that was. The other... Oh, Kevin Sumlin.
Oh, it's true. Mm-hmm.
I don't think someone's in football right now.
Is he not coaching?
I think he left Maryland.
He's not the OC there?
Maryland?
Nope. No. He was a tight ends coach. Now, no. I think he's done. Yeah, I don't think he's there. No.
Yeah, he was formerly the associate co-OC and tight ends coach there, but no longer there. Well, so he's available, is what Israel on the mobile
said. Well, yeah, I guess that's... when's the last time a Houston Rocket scored 50 points? Do you remember?
When was the last time a Houston Rocket
scored 50 points?
Did James?
Nope.
Did James
never score 50? There's been two players since James Harden in 19 that did it.
Did Jalen get there?
Nope. There's been one in 20 and one in 21.
One in 20. Those are the dark years.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
Yep. Oh, what? There it is. I heard the intern say it. Kevin Porter Jr. did it in 2021. He's the last Rocket to score 50. Kevin Porter Jr. scored 50. How many points? He played 41 minutes and scored.
How many shots?
73.
He didn't shoot 73.
No. He scored. How many points did he score? I guess he. Oh, he scored 50 on the nose. He scored 50. And Eric Gordon did it in 20. 20, a random January 27th game.
Man, you better give KPJ some credit. He had 14 assists in that game, too.
Ooh, he was 9 of 15 from 3.
16 of 26 overall.
Damn, Cousin, that's efficient. Tight.
That's an efficient 50.
Was that in a W, too? He was plus 19. Against, that had to be a win against Milwaukee.
The Bucks.
Against Milwaukee in 21, that was
is
serious
that their
business.
Championship year?
I think that's a championship year. He had 11 assists.
Oh, AI gave him 14. Yeah, 11 assists. I see it now.
He had 11 assists. That's still pretty damn skippy.
50-11 in a win?
Yeah. That is rare
stuff.
Do you
want to apologize?
No, I'm sorry. I wish we still had you.
Mm.
I'm having to.
That may be a little much.
I'm having to keep my son at bay already for every day lobbying for Russell Westbrook. That's absolutely not. We're not even going to have. I won't even have this conversation with you. Absolutely not. Won't have this conversation. And he's actually very serious about that. But the reason I brought it up is the Utah Jazz, Lauri Markkanen had 50 points, hit the 50-point mark yesterday. The Rockets have had, since 2000, it's pretty, wow, this is absolutely insane. James Harden had 57, 58, and 61 on January 14th, January 16th, and January 23rd of 2019. Then in February of the same year, he had 58. In March, he had 57 and 61 and 50. So James Harden, that was just an insane year for James Harden. We forget sometimes. Then in 19, he had 59, 60, 50, and 55 and 54. Okay? The Jazz, that's their first 50-point game since Karl Malone in 1998. The Jazz have not had a 50-point score since Karl Malone in 1998, and James Harden did it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 times just in 18 and 19 alone.
Wow.
James could, is this just in? James could score.
You think?
Yeah.
You think James was a scorer?
Huh. Now I know why Daryl Morey was constantly sending videotape into the league trying to get James the MVP.
Well,
there's still no excuse for that.
It would have been better to worry about, you know, winning championships.
Yeah, but with MVPs come championships, John.
Oh, no, no.
Well,
not really.
Sometimes.
Yeah, no.
The reigning MVP won the title this year. It doesn't guarantee it, though.
No, sure doesn't. Nope.
Avoid some of your postseason failures. So maybe things would have ended up
differently. Here's one more thing. I'm reading all of the indictments on the poker. They're separate. The New York Post has it, and I'm reading it all. Boy, is it interesting. The poker and then the sports betting. Here's why Terry Rozier is cooked. The defendant, De Niro Laster, who is the best friend of Terry Rozier, he sold information about Terry Rozier's plan to leave the March 23rd game early to multiple co-conspirators, including to the defendant Marvs Farley and co-conspirator number one, to enable them to place fraudulent wagers on non-public information. In exchange for the information, Farley and co-conspirator one agreed to pay Laster approximately $100,000 from their expected fraudulent gambling winnings. Prior to March 23rd, Farley, Laster, and co-conspirator number one exchanged text messages confirming that Rozier planned to exit the game prematurely and confirming their plan to place wagers. So literally, they're texting about it. It happens. They got it from Rozier. Like, Rozier's cooked. This is his best friend who was selling this information to others. This is, well, if they can prove this with text messages, I don't see how Rozier has any chance.
Well, listen, I feel good about it. You're maximizing your profits. So if you can just bet yourself, then you can only make so much money. But if you sell it to others,
yeah,
you can maximize, call a bunch
and
of people. Yeah.
Extended
and now everybody's
time.
Got bets on it. And, you know, all these books all get together.
Yeah, what could possibly happen?
Algorithm for how many bets should be on this one bet, which should be probably
to make up
Terry
for 100,000.
Terry Rozier under points and under minutes played should probably be about a $50 bet.
Yeah.
And there was probably hundreds of thousands of dollars bet on
this.
Well,
if they paid $100,000.
How would they ever find out?
Yeah. I can't imagine. These guys are so stupid. It's like they've never watched any 30 for 30 on any of these point saving. They've never seen a 30 for 30. You paid $100,000. How much do you have to bet to make it worth your time? At least 200% of that number. So yeah. At least 200% of the number that you paid out. Those are going to be massive flags. They got it same day. The NBA had the information the exact same day as Terry Rozier played. Of course. Because it's all real time.
And here's the problem. And Adam, so we don't have the technology. We don't have the access to wiretaps and everything else that the FBI does. So we let Terry Rozier back on the court. You had all the information that all of these people were betting on the under on Terry Rozier.
Yeah, that's not good.
That's on Adam Silver.
That's not good. It really looks like.
That's why the Ravens are in trouble today.
Uh-huh.
That's why the Ravens are in trouble.
And
it's not.
They're very, very, especially with this information getting out.
Yes.
Oh, the NFL is extremely sensitive to this now.
And while Adam Silver's handling of it certainly affects the macro view of the NBA and how things are working, the way they handle it affected one of their teams. Because do you think a team trades for Terry Rozier and gives up an asset if they know he's under investigation by the feds?
No.
Oh, right.
So they didn't tell. Like, I guess you don't want to make it public.
Whoever the team did it is dumb and should be kicked out of the league anyway.
Okay. So I get it.
Oh, it's the Heat.
Yeah, not making it public. But if the Heat come inquiring, hey, we want to have this deal finalized, approved. Hey, guys, we're going to make you aware here that Terry is under federal investigation. They probably don't give up a first-round pick for Terry Rozier.
No, and in fact, I would say right now, when this happens, see, I'll give the NFL credit. They jumped on this stuff pretty quick when they've, and this is even guys just betting on different sports inside their facilities. They were quick to shut that down because they have to be. The NBA, it is, boy, Adam Silver and especially David Stern, they were willing to pay fast and play fast and loose with the rules. That's why all of us, no matter who you are, even if you love Jordan or whatever, you have to at least consider that his time in baseball was a ruse because he was suspended. It's absolutely on the table for everyone to consider.
So the article you're looking at is from the Post?
Yeah.
How closely did you look at it? Because is there something about a night in Oklahoma City where Chauncey Billups was provided with an envelope?
I haven't gotten down to that.
How
part
about
yet.
Hair?
Is that in there?
Listen, I'm just thrilled I never brought a package to Terry Rozier.
Oh, can you imagine? Hey, listen, something for you to bring to Chauncey, Rozier, and you know D. Jones, right, Damon? Right. I need you to give these three packages to these guys.
For people who weren't here, never mind. YouTube TV customers, you could lose ESPN and the sports you love, including college football, college game day, Monday night football, NBA, college basketball, and more. Take action. Go to keepmynetworks.com to keep ESPN on YouTube TV. I'm talking right now about East River 9. I'm talking about golf. Oh, yeah, ESPN has golf, too. That's right. So you want to make sure when you want to play golf, I got a place for you. Okay, so you work for a living, and so you can't play golf, right? Yes, you can. You can still play golf. All you need to do is go to East River 9 because they got lights. You can play at night. You can get your par 3 on. You can get dinner on there. You can get your it's a sports bar. And they got a giant outside television that is unbelievable. You can even see it during the daylight. That's how good this TV is. It is a great place to congregate, meet friends, first date. It's a great place to just, listen, you've got a business, you can get a corporate membership. Your people can all go play. They want to play during the day. They're going to play hooky from work. No, you can go at night and you can bring clients there. All kinds of great stuff. Pickleball as well, driving range. Beautiful view of the city. I'm telling you, it's perfect. You got music on the weekends. They have crawfish boils during crawfish season. It's awesome. East River, the number 9.com. Get your corporate membership today. East River, the number 9.com.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. This is our penultimate segment of the day, which means, what did we miss? I don't know that we missed much today.
I think a YouTube TV conversation.
Huh?
I don't know if YouTube we missed that.
About ESPN. That's unbelievable. They're having that issue
well,
again.
If you've been listening to the show at all, you didn't miss that.
Yeah.
Right.
We missed referencing Lance eating Cheez-Its.
I just started. And
no,
I kept
you
it
didn't.
Quiet.
You didn't just start.
No,
well,
you didn't.
I started
you've been
a while
them.
Back.
You've
well,
been
last
eating
last segment I started.
Yeah, you ate them.
With a Diet Coke.
Yeah.
Diet Dr. Pepper. Mm-hmm. Let's at least be accurate. Hey, Mike Elko, Aggies head coach, is going to join us in the 9 o'clock hour tomorrow. Coach wants to be on every other week, but it's like the timing. I said, hey, I reached out and said, hey, that was a pretty big win. You are number 3 in the nation. Can we get coach this week headed into a bye week and then we won't get him the week after? They said, yeah, that's fine. We'll do it in a 9 o'clock hour. I said, yeah, perfect. So we'll have a 9 o'clock hour tomorrow, Coach Elko.
That's great.
He's done a great job, man. Great job. Should be in consideration for whatever the Coach of the Year award is.
The Broyles? No, no. What's it called?
Broyles.
It's assistant coach.
Bear Bryant.
Sorry. Oh, yeah. Of course. The Bear.
You missed.
No, he absolutely will be a finalist.
You missed Aroldis Chapman saying he'd rather be dead than be a Yankee again. So he feels like you do, John.
Yeah. No. Well.
If I were told that I was being traded to New York, I'd pack my things and go home. I will retire right on the spot if that happens. I'm not crazy. Never again.
Wow. He must have hated that. But he was great this year. I mean, great. So
he did have a nice bounce back year.
No, he was unbelievable. So
he felt disrespected when he was a Yankee, and he would not do it again.
I'm sure he doesn't need the money, but he's got legal fees too, so.
Legal fees for
things he's done in the past.
Yeah,
just a running tab.
Hey, he keeps a lawyer in retainer, maybe.
I would if I was him. What else did we miss today?
Let's see. I've got some.
A lot of
Travis Kelce tied the Chiefs touchdown mark. Antonio Gates is the NFL player who has reportedly. Or is reportedly the player. His camp denies it, but his name has popped up in multiple articles that he is the name that is going to be brought up as the face man for a rigged poker game.
Oh, Pablo Torre.
Pablo Torre finds
out. Antonio Gates.
Pablo Torre, when he's on your ass, you're cooked.
Oh, wow.
Pablo Torre has turned into...
Worse than Chris Hansen being on.
Remember when Danny Robbins back in the day... There was a writer named Danny Robbins from the Fort Worth Star or Telegram or something, or Dallas News, whatever it is. And when Danny Robbins, the investigative reporter, was on your Southwest Conference team, you were finished. And, yeah, Chris Hansen, well, that's a very specific target.
Yes.
Hey, this is Chris Hansen, and we need to – I'd like to talk
– Chris. Pro Football Hall – this is a tweet from Pablo Torre. Pro Football Hall of Famer and former Chargers tight end Antonio Gates hosted and played in an allegedly rigged Miami poker game. Sources with direct knowledge tell Pablo finds out.
Pablo finds out is a problem for people because this guy's decided, you know what I'm going to do?
Yeah.
I'm going to be an investigative reporter who understands how to use Freedom of Information Act.
Right. Forget around the horn. Let me destroy everybody's life. Because when Pablo Torres is calling you.
Well, now that around the horn's done, he's got time on his hands.
Yeah,
they got rid of him.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he works under Levitard, no longer with ESPN.
What was the argument that he was – oh, he was about to – when the tree planting business with Kawhi Leonard, he was the one that unearthed that.
Yeah, it's been a big-time fall for Pablo Torre. Keeps ruining people's lives.
A fall.
That
man's on a roll.
No, I mean autumn fall.
A big
fall. He's done a lot in the last several months, pretty much starting when fall began.
This is the red wedding for him. This whole football season, he's just, you know what? When fall starts, when autumn is here, that's what, if you're cultured, you call it autumn. When autumn is here, I'm about to cut everyone's legs out from under them. I got basketball. Let me take a shot at football. What's coming up next? Baseball. Or either him or UFC. Do you really want it with Dana White though? You got to make that decision if you're going to go. If you're going to go go after him with some type of, you know, investigative journalism, you better be ready. Maybe he's going to call you some really terrible names.
Maybe Pablo can unearth what really happened with Ohtani. That's the baseball angle.
Wouldn't that be great if we found out that Ohtani was just a POS that gambled on everything?
Well, you don't think that gamblers are POSs.
Well, no.
If they beat the books, he does.
Yeah, but, well, yes. But
if they win, yes, yeah. He's got a problem with them.
Well, listen, if he sent his interpreter to prison for all this time, then he's a POS.
Sometimes you got to. What did Chris Carter say? Sometimes.
Fall guy?
Gotta be a fall guy.
This is why that's just not true.
And if you take care of him, does he take care of the interpreter out of jail?
They literally have the interpreter going, oh, I need to get $200,000 out of the account and wire it over to this account. Okay, Mr. Ohtani, but are you Mr. Ohtani? Is this Shohei Ohtani? Oh, yeah, it's Shohei Ohtani. Oh, okay. Can I have your birthday? Yep. Your social security? Okay, yeah. Must be Shohei Ohtani. Let's wire the $200,000. Like, that's all you have to do? Just give it. Is that how Shohei sounds?
No one's heard him speak English.
We heard the audio. Oh, no. We heard the audio, and he was just speaking like this. Yeah, it's me, Shohei Ohtani. Yeah. Like,
oh.
I don't remember hearing that.
I heard that. Wow. Kevin Garnett and who was the other one in it?
Well, I don't know.
In the private poker game?
But Kevin Garnett.
Well, yeah. This is, again, from Pablo, but Yahoo is putting it out there. Former NBA star Kevin Garnett was among the former athletes who took part in a 2019 private poker game tied to individuals indicted in the DOJ's Operation Royal Flush. 2019. It was called Operation Royal Flush. That's the investigation per Pablo Torre. So Kevin Garnett's attached to it as well.
Oh my God. He's cooked.
Kevin Garnett. And who was the other one you just said earlier?
Antonio Gates.
So wait, well, if Kevin Garnett, Chauncey, Rosie, I mean,
you think
holy
it just stops
crap.
There?
No.
Now the NBA is praying it just continues to stay. Players who are out of the league at poker games. They're praying that's what it is, and it's not more of the point spread than the point shaving stuff.
Yeah, listen, it's much better for the league, the poker thing.
Without question.
Yeah. One random thing about that, Rozier, Billups, Cam Garnett, all played for the Celtics.
But not at the same time.
No, but just randomly they all played for the Celtics.
Is Ray Allen in this?
I have not seen his name in
this. No, Ray Allen is the Saint. He may coach for the Celtics.
Well, let's not think about that. No.
Yeah.
He only coached for a year, though.
Let's just name every guy on that team and ask if they're involved.
Paul Pierce, what are you up to?
Paul Pierce.
Dude, Pierce.
No, Paul Pierce has got his own problems.
Dude.
That's true.
Paul Pierce is one of those guys like, okay, if you had to bet on it, did he or didn't he? And you said Paul Pierce, like, I'm not playing this game anymore. Hey, YouTube TV customers, you could lose ESPN television, including college football, college game day, Monday night football, NBA, college basketball, and many more. Take action. Go to keepmynetworks.com to keep ESPN.
That's right. And how about this? We got news of the weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But I've got U of H football to talk about. How good is that? We had Coach on earlier this morning, and he's so good. Their team, 7-1, it's 22, ranked 22nd in the nation. That's the game theme is Heroes Game, honoring military and first responders. They're also going to honor the 2015 Peach Bowl champions. With Tom Herman is going to be there. Greg Ward is going to be there. And to celebrate, tickets are going to start just at $20.15. 2015, $20.15. So get your tickets now. It's an 11 a.m. kickoff against West Virginia. A big, big game in the Big 12. They're right there for the title. All right, they got a shot at getting to the Big 12 championship game. It's a fun team. And they're also going to honor Coach Hester, who lost his battle with cancer this past Saturday. His favorite color was black. So in honor of him, Saturday's game will be a blackout game. Go to uhcougars.com/tickets or call 713-GO-COUGS to get your tickets today.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
Let's put up shots of what he wants. Hey, a woman was charged apparently with murder and arson, attempted murder and arson. Taja Russell, cop to an aggravated arson assault and second degree felony. Apparently, she had a booty call with a guy who fell asleep and didn't answer the door. So, pissed off that she didn't get her booty call, at 4 o'clock in the morning, she set his house on fire. Do you feel like maybe she's in the right here?
What?
Because there was supposed to be a big
bold
payoff, and there wasn't.
Bold take coming.
From who?
Do you think she was in the right?
First, just burning down his home and murdering him?
Trying to murder him.
Oh, he didn't die.
He woke up.
He woke up. Oh, thankfully, he survived.
It was an attempted murder.
No, I don't think she's in the right. No, well, you can't react that way.
Well, if you call somebody for a booty call and then fall asleep.
What? And?
That seems like
that's just bad luck.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if that's bad luck. That's bad form.
If you fall asleep, you weren't trying to. Maybe she took forever to get there. I don't know. But you don't burn down my home in retaliation.
Well,
I had a friend of mine
wake up.
No, I'm tired.
Wake up and give me some of that.
I was watching the World Series. I'm tired. Give me some of that.
Wake up
and give me some of that.
And give me some of that.
We'll try that next time.
Here's news of the weird. Chili's revives iconic skillet queso after fan backlash to menu switch. Isn't that weird news that anyone liked that crappy queso? That's weird anyone would actually ask for it back.
Tex-Mex elitist over there.
Apparently, you seen the new Lay's potato chip bags?
No.
Apparently, they're trying to remind everyone that potato chips are made out of...
Potatoes.
Oh, I've seen them.
Yeah.
They have potatoes sliced up, right?
Yeah, but are they really potatoes, though?
That's what they're trying to tell you. See, your doubt is why they have the bag.
I feel like Big Potato is trying to con us into something.
Big Potato. Potato lobby.
If you think Idaho is trying to con us.
I don't like...
Wait a minute.
Doritos seem like potatoes.
If I'm buying potato chips, am I that concerned whether real potatoes are in them or not?
No, not really.
Is that going to hold me back?
Yeah, I don't think you're really playing to
if
the market.
If you're eating
here.
Potato chips, you don't care.
Yeah, out of a Lay's bag, am I? Real potatoes.
This is a real question. Are Cheetos made from potatoes?
I don't know what Cheetos are made from, to be honest with you.
They're delicious, but I'd be shocked if Cheetos are made from potatoes.
Is that potatoes?
It can't be, right?
No.
Cheetos are primarily made from cornmeal.
Okay, And same thing with Funyuns, I'm sure.
I guess.
The Big Potato Lobby does not want you to eat Funyuns.
But I'm not going to you for Funyuns actual real delicious. Potatoes.
I don't care what Funyuns are made of. They're delicious.
Potato chips. I don't. The potato part of it's not my concern,
true.
Really.
It's really true. It's really true. Like, hey, I want this to be made with... chickens that don't have, chickens that don't have, they're not pumped full of hormones and they're not pumped full of that. When it comes to the potatoes, it's just like potato chips. Like, I know what I'm getting here, guys. What am I going to complain because I don't like the nuts in the Snickers bar? I mean, a Snickers bar for the Snickers bar. I'm not digging into, well, what about the caramel in there? Is it actually made with real burned sugar the way it's supposed to? I don't care.
Don't care. Are they good? Do they taste good?
Yeah, I don't care.
That's all.
It's bad for you. Don't care. I'm eating it. Yeah.
Apparently, a group of villagers in Gurugram, apparently they got a bunch of celestial gifts falling from the sky. There was all of this stuff that fell out of an aircraft. So they put it in their fridge... thinking this came from the sky and it's a rare mineral. Ah, they were cleaning out the toilets from an airplane.
No.
Yeah.
Are they allowed to just dump?
And is this what they village, do? On this village.
Where does it go when I flush and they have that massive suction that goes, yeah. Is it just shooting it down on villages?
Not in America, I don't think.
Okay.
I don't think they allow that on the American population.
Well, we probably started it. But then
I mean, we may have.
But then we regulated it, and now it just, who cares? Let's just dump the poo on the on Gurugram. They'll think it's they'll think it's manna falling
you're
from the sky.
You're welcome. Next time, just say you're welcome.
We gave you all that feces. You can thank us later.
Thanks, America.
Thank you. We are done. Mopey and Mapes is next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Hope you enjoyed the day. I want to remind you that you really, really need to get to this website, keepmynetworks.com, to keep ESPN. YouTube TV customers, you could lose ESPN and all the sports that you love, but you got to take action. If you don't want to lose ESPN, go to keepmynetworks.com to keep ESPN. Right now, I'm talking about Texas Card House. I get so excited about this, man. Hey, coming up in spring, it's I-45 and Spring Cypress, November 10th through the 24th. It's the Trailblazers Poker Tour, okay? This is coming up. Now, at Texas Card House, both on Westheimer and in Spring, you got daily games. You got daily tournaments, all right? You can play at 2 o'clock for like $40, $25. I mean, they got all kinds of great. At 6 o'clock, you got a $40 term. It's so much fun. Seniors on Fridays at noon. That's just great tournaments. Weekends, you've got tournaments and cash play. You got PLO play all the time. But this is special. Coming up November 10th through the 24th, over $1.1 million, in prizes, in cash, going to be handed out to players, and possibly a lot more, depending on how many people go there. From the 10th through the 24th, the big main event, it is incredible, incredible how much this is and how great this is. $500,000 main event. $500,000 main event coming up next month at Texas Card House, along with another $600,000 thrown in for all these different events throughout the month. You're looking for the best place to play poker? It's not even close. Texas Card House. It's got deep, it's clean poker room, wonderful poker room. You will love it. TexasCardHouse.com. See for yourself. You're looking for poker in the city of Houston. TexasCardHouse.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Bye, babe.